check, 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 check. Microphone check.
Why are we still doing that one?
I don't know. Welcome to episode five. Five?
I've lost track. This is unbelievably so. This is the fifth episode of what is this called?
What is this called? But not this time. This time it has a name. It is called something.
It's called In Depth. We are deciding to officially go fully in depth. We spent those first four episodes really just, let's be honest, dicking around, not taking it very seriously. But we finally came up with one good idea. Let's say, yeah, okay, just one.
One of many good ideas.
One of a couple good ideas. And we're really going to go, we're going to stick with it. We're in depth now. We're going to, this episode, the next episode, you guys can just, we're going to have to change the name.
You've been talking for a while. This is Wyatt.
Hi, I'm Wyatt.
This is Chad, and we have June in the house.
June is guest starring.
In my house.
Maybe you remember her from her own house again. I don't know if you can remember her from her house. That was some episode. Wyatt's already ruining the mic situation. Today we're going to go truly in-depth. I don't know why Wyatt was talking so low and about nothing for so long. But we're going to go in-depth. We've already gone in-depth. We're going to go in-depth again. We're going to tell you everything you need to know. It's going to be every detail about Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
His life.
His birth.
His leg length.
His fake arms.
His best movies.
His worst movies.
His mediocre movies.
His wife?
Maybe. How many wives has he had? I don't know.
Who knows? No, he's had two does.
We don't have the internet, so we can't actually find out. God damn it. We're the worst. All right, let's do it. Who went first last time?
I don't remember.
Or do you want to even do an idea? Do you have anything that you just want to say off the bat about Johnny Depp?
I want to start anywhere. I guess I could just start with how did he get so large?
Like popular?
Yeah, he got so
he got
big.
So fat over the
past. He got so fucking goddamn fat.
Well, let's talk about his discography, his filmography. I mean, he started out with some pretty decent roles like What's Eating Gilbert Grape and Edward Scissorhands.
Really, really well.
And then, like you said, Pirates kind of made him, like, a world-renowned
actor. Yeah, I feel like Pirates of the Caribbean really put him way over the top and put him from, like, what was just, like, a really good actor to, like, one of the top, like, three actors in the world.
One of those actors.
It pretty much became, like, him, Tom Cruise, and Brad Pitt, you know, like, after that happened.
Right.
And then he won, like, People's Sexiest Man Alive 2 years in a row. I don't know if you guys
know
that.
What years were those?
I want to say it was, like, 6 and 7.
06 and 07?
It was during the aughts at some point in time. Yeah. He won both. It has got a little
the aughts.
I'm going to pop this blanket on.
Is the aughts, that's like 2000 to 2009?
Yeah, that's the zeros.
Okay.
Don't change it. I got the blanket on
it
now.
It ought to be. We're having some temperature difficulties. I don't know if you can tell, listeners/viewers. I don't know if we've got the viewing machine working, because we're really going to need to push through about how much Wyatt really looks like Johnny Depp.
I don't know if y'all noticed, but I just put my hair up in a style that was just like Johnny Depp in the movie we just watched.
Wyatt has beautiful shoulder-length hair, much like the famous actor Johnny Depp.
It's close. I mean, it's real close. June?
Yes.
See? Yes from June. That means there we go.
What is Johnny Depp's name?
What's his real name?
Yes.
I don't know.
I believe it actually is Johnny.
I think it's like William John Depp.
So Bill Depp.
Yeah, he's a bootstrap Bill Depp.
Pirates reference.
Gosh.
Okay, so just to fill you in,
John Christopher Depp the second.
Internet.
John Christopher Depp.
In Depp. His second middle name is In. Today we watched Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Dead Man's Chest.
And Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yes, which was fucking absurd, by the way.
It was a beautiful movie.
It's ridiculous, but it's certainly enjoyable.
And this week I also watched Sleepy Hollow, Libertine, and Don Juan DeMarco.
And I watched scenes 2 through 6 of
Finding Neverland. Yes, so someone watched 20 minutes of Finding Neverland.
All John Depp movies.
So we
movies.
Can bring that to you. I hope
He's
you're
got
excited about that.
An extensive filmography. So that's
he
about
really
it.
Really does. Can we all agree, though? Can we just start out from this little hypothesis that he's only gotten worse?
Since when?
Since the past, like, decade. It just seems like...
Okay.
It just seems like...
Has he come out with a good movie?
As soon as he became as really big in those Pirates of the Caribbean films, he's really only gone downhill. Like,
yeah.
I can't name one film that he's done in the past 6 years that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Right.
And I'm trying really hard to think of one.
When did he has a kid, doesn't he?
I think he has two children.
Two children?
From girls.
Do you know how old they are?
I want to say they're...
Why does it matter?
Because I think maybe a lot of actors and actresses start to do terrible movies when they have children, I found.
Yeah. I mean,
because they always say, like, oh, I'm doing it for them, you know? Yeah, like, it's BS. Yeah,
no, you're doing it for all the millions of dollars.
Yeah, you don't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe you have children.
He has
11 and 7?
He has a daughter who was born in 1999 and a boy, 16. Jack, who was born in 2002.
So 16 and 13. So pretty much for the extent that he's been going downhill.
Yeah, he's
had children.
I mean, that could be related to, yes, taking more conservative kind of roles, you know? Like, obviously he wouldn't do Once Upon a Time in Mexico now.
Yeah,
you
know why would he work that hard?
Yeah.
why would he ever act that much?
Why would he
much?
Let them put make, that much makeup on his face?
Why would he
for
have
that little money?
Agreed.
And, I mean, I guess also he could be spending time with his kids, you know.
That could be it. He could be being a decent father.
Yeah.
Fuck him, right?
Yeah, he could be doing that, and also his relationship with his first wife.
Which is whom?
Vanessa Paradis, who is a gorgeous,
People Magazine
French woman.
She was the second.
She was the second one?
Yeah, she also, they were never married.
Oh, they weren't married?
She's just the mom of his kids.
Just want to get fact checked.
I'm glad that June actually has internet access.
Yeah.
I'm like this piece of shit Mac right here.
Okay, so
I guess I just wanted to start out from a point that we can all agree that he's only gotten worse.
I guess so.
Well, okay, you're saying since Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Yes.
Okay, so since then, his big ones, he's done Sweeney Todd.
Haven't seen it.
Public Enemies.
Okay.
Alice in Wonderland.
Terrible.
The Tourist. Rainbow.
The Tourist is fucking horrific.
Yeah, it was really bad. But then he did Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Also not good.
The Rum Diary.
Not good.
I thought it was alright. But I liked it.
Dark Shadows. Do you guys ever see that?
Dark Shadows is not
so
good.
So bad. The Lone Ranger.
Terrible.
Transcendence.
Transcendence, I watched it recently. Fucking awful.
So it seems like you're the only person who's seen most of these movies, and it seems like they're mostly awful.
I really like Sweeney Todd and
Sweeney Todd
and The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Okay, he's only 1/4 of that film, so let's not give him all the credit there. Sweeney Todd's obviously the exception. That's a really good film.
Yeah, I
think that's
like
an awesome film.
Alice in Wonderland.
No, that one's terrible. So, do you just want to move into one of your ideas? Now that we got my hypothesis that he's only been terrible all the way.
Wait, can we all name our favorite Johnny Depp movies?
What's your favorite Depp? Do you know what your favorite Johnny Depp movie is, Wyatt?
I would like one of y'all to go first, actually.
June, favorite Johnny Depp movie.
This is a long period of silence. We should have thought about this.
I can delete it.
The viewers are gonna love this.
They can see you panicking.
No, let's go to one of the ideas.
No, I think I'd probably.
You know what? Let's do.
You can't pick. That's why.
We will pick at the end of the podcast.
Whoa! Maybe we'll change our minds.
Let's see where this world takes us. Let's get a little hot.
Actually, we've already started on my first idea.
I picked it already, though.
Oh, what is it?
It was gonna be Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands. Okay.
Yeah, that's not bad.
We actually talked about in the first episode that we, I guess, kind of thought it was overrated, or that we didn't quite understand it because we were too
young. Yeah, I think I was too young to understand it at the time. But
we should probably rewatch it. Hey, you want to watch it real quick?
We own it.
I know.
Time out on podcast.
You have 8 movies of Johnny Depp's. I counted, but anyway,
that's not bad. We could do better.
My first idea,
okay,
is Who Slept with Depp?
Who slept with Depp?
We already started talking about who he has been with, is what I'm trying to say. And yesterday, I was at the grocery store, People Magazine on the stand. Guess who's on the front cover?
Who's on the front cover?
Johnny Depp just got married.
Johnny Depp.
I have no idea to who, though, because I did not read it.
He got married to Amber Heard.
Which is whom?
She is a buxom blonde.
Jesus Christ.
And like,
you have some pretty normal, sadly, views on women. Very normal.
I mean, I don't know how else to describe her, really. She's just a really hot blonde who acts, but, like,
she's an actress?
Yeah, she kind of, like, missed her window, though. Like, she was kind of pegged to take off a little sooner than she should have, and
would I know anything that she's been in?
See, I can't even.
We can go.
She's in the Rum Diaries. She's the girl. Okay. She's the girl from the Rum Diaries.
I remember her.
She's the blonde girl. Yeah.
This is In Amber, by the way. This is the different.
Well, we're still. We're in depth.
We're in depth. Well, we're sub in depth with Who Slept with Depp.
We're so far in depth.
Episode one, Who Slept with Depp.
But yeah, like, she just never. I don't think she's going to take off. I don't think she's particularly.
Okay. But John Depp's, okay, like, so into that right now.
What? Bad acting?
Yeah, he's really into bad actors right now. He can relate.
It just seems weird that, like, he wouldn't marry the mother of his children, and then he would marry this, like, much younger girl.
Well, that's, I mean, that's not the nature of relationships anymore. Like, people who have those kind of, like, what do they call, shotgun weddings, where, like, you get pregnant and then you get married, it seems kind of, like, old-fashioned at this point to do that.
It does.
So I think John Depp's being progressive like he's always been, you know?
He's very progressive.
Amber Heard looks super boring.
Let me see a picture.
Let's look at her.
Yeah, she's, like, just so normally, like, what everyone would consider as attractive.
Yeah.
She doesn't have, like, any distinguishing feature that would make you, like, be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like Keira Knightley has, like, a really beautiful jawline that makes you, like, freak out. You know what I mean? Personally, me. No. She just is, like, she looks just like a Barbie doll that doesn't really look too enticing.
She's just, like, ordinarily pretty.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. She's gorgeous, but.
But are you saying that John Depp should have someone that's, oh, wow, she is good looking? Would you say that John Depp needs to be with someone who is extraordinarily good looking? Because you sound surprised every time you see her.
I think Johnny Depp himself is, like, extraordinarily
sexiest
good
man alive, 2006 and 7.
Yeah, but he's, like, really attractive in, like, not an obvious way.
Yeah, in an unconventional way.
Okay.
And she's, like, obviously just.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Good. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with that. I mean, it's not. Yeah. It's not like either of these people.
Speaking of ordinary, that makes me think of something. Would you say that Johnny Depp's acting has gotten worse, or would you say that just his movie choices have gotten worse?
I mean, I think it's a combination of both.
Okay.
You know, I think he's been doing too many Tim Burton films. First off, and
Tim
Burton's
kind of Tim Burton, but they both really failed on Dark Shadows.
Yeah, they need to stop.
I think both of them, they're just both kind of, I think they're both getting a little bit, not ordinary, but they're like, they're sticking to the molds a bit too much with all their stuff
these
days.
I mean, it's hard.
Because they did such crazy shit that, like, changed movies a little bit.
Yeah.
And then now they're just like, wow, we're, like, getting kind of old and we, like, don't want to have to keep doing this shit.
People are just giving them money to make films and they're just, they're making money still. So
they found a good thing, though, you know?
Well, I bet that the Tim Helena split really.
That really.
They're wrenching everything.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So who slept with Depp? Do you know any other people that he's... What's that?
Yeah, they were together for a while, huh?
Oh, was that the 90s?
Like, that was early 90s, huh?
That is a dream couple for sure. Yeah. I agree.
They were both so gorgeous and, like, pale together.
Yeah.
Do you know who John Depp was with before the lady that he just got married to?
I think that his last girl, right? Is Miss Paradis.
Who? What? Paradis?
Miss Paradis, Vanessa Paradis.
I don't know who that is.
Vanessa
Paradis is the mother of his children.
Yeah, I think that's who he was with. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure he had some serious flings in between. Like, this motherfucker's not just,
John Depp just isn't going.
Yeah, he's not just going 5 years celibate. Like, that's not happening. You know what I mean? Like, but I think his next relationship was this girl Amber Heard.
But he was married for 2 years to Lorianne Allison.
Which
in
is,
the 80s.
Sounds like the most normal person of all time.
Yeah. Sounds like the hometown sweetheart that he, like, you know, like, tried to make it work with, but then realized, you know what, babe? I'm too good for you.
I like how you really pretend like you know exactly what Johnny Depp is doing and thinking in every situation, pretty much based off his Wikipedia information.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and his character. That's what I like to believe in my fake backstory of him.
Yeah.
He's been engaged to Sherilyn Fenn, Jennifer Grey, Winona Ryder, and Kate Moss.
Kate Moss. Now that's a catch.
I would agree.
Yeah. She is very gorgeous. And not so necessarily conventionally good looking like the other one.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Amber Heard.
Although they're all so hot. Like, I don't even know what we're really saying.
What are you saying? I'm still confused. You keep saying, like...
We're going to edit a lot of this first part out.
Yeah. Delete those first 15 minutes and continue. Wyatt's first idea. What's up?
So Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest really doesn't hold up at all.
Is that your first idea?
That's my first idea.
The pirate movies not
holding
up. We
just watched that. I will say that when I was a child, I had such weird reverence for these films. Like, I enjoyed them so much. Like, I would show up, like, the midnight showings, I'd get, like,
dressed
really
up.
Good seats. I didn't dress up because I'm not a complete nerd, but
What the fuck?
And I just enjoyed them so much, and I thought they were so good and, like, fun and just, like, great. And then we just watched Dead Man's Chest, and it was just...
Though, a mitigating factor in that is that we did maybe eat poison pizzas.
We did eat some poison pizzas. We ate a couple pizzas that were poisoned. It made us feel, like, really shitty for, like, 5 hours.
We're not going to say which Joe we bought it from, but it was a specific Joe pizza.
Yeah.
A certain store.
Yeah.
We traded for it some money. And we feel like shit. Seriously. We feel like we wanted to go to sleep immediately.
Their frozen food is just bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not good.
I'm not sure why specifically did you want to get frozen pizzas. Because it seemed like it was a lot more work than just ordering a pizza. And not that much cheaper.
I guess it was cheaper. Those things were only like $4.50.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to go to Trader Joe's. I wanted to get some root beers. I wanted to get some tiny lemonade boxes with the same joke.
12 of them with the same joke on everyone.
I ate a Cliff Bar before I got here from there, and right. I got that protein shake. I'm gonna hit up a little later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck is your life? You're planning out your protein shakes and frozen pizzas.
Yes,
like
yes,
a real
fuck. That's weird.
I take back that you're an asshole, and you're just a weirdo.
So, poison pizzas. I went with frozen pizza. I don't know why. I thought it would be easy and chill.
And it would maybe almost kind of
body. And I mean, I don't know. Sorry, I picked him up and bought him for us. So, yeah. I mean, on some way, thanks Wyatt for that one.
Don't look at me. I didn't eat the fucking pizza.
Yeah. Thanks for poisoning me, man. We just got real sleepy right in the middle of Pirates.
Immediately. And that film, it might suffer from the fact that it's so obviously about to be followed by another film.
Yeah.
So everything that happens in that film, you just know. Like, I'm pretty sure they announced them both at the same time.
Or, I don't remember.
Or, I mean, anybody who was going to see Dead Man's Chest knew it wasn't going to be the last one.
Yeah,
everybody
definitely.
Pretty much knew that after how well the first one did. And it just suffers from, like, every plot point that happens. You're just like, well, this is just, like, filler to get me somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not... It didn't feel like a cohesive sort of...
It was like a mystery with steps revealing stuff, but it felt like none of the steps... mattered or connected, you know?
Like
it was just like, oh, this happened.
It was certainly not comparable in any way to, like, the second Star Wars film in the series or the second Indiana Jones, you know? Like, even though the Indiana Joneses are even a little bit more separate. But, yeah, it just wasn't very good. The writing wasn't that good. Maybe I'm just too old and cynical now.
It is, like, what, 9 years old now?
Yeah, it's almost a decade old. It came out in 2006, so it's a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was all right. I think I feel the same way about Once Upon a Time in Mexico. I loved it when it came out. To be honest, I still like it, but it is like it does seem ridiculous and kind of cheesy now. And I think it's because it's a 2000s period piece now.
Yeah.
It's like that's what action movies were like. Was just like these constantly just events happening and things unfolding, and just like over
the
top action.
The problem with that is that so much stuff is happening.
Yeah.
There's like
20 you have to be paying attention to really enjoy
really
the movie.
Really hard. And I was in this weird, like, sort of
poison pizza
coma.
Yeah.
So
it's been a poison pizza Saturday for sure.
I've only been drinking sugary liquids.
Yeah, we drank 6 lemonades, 1 root beer, poison pizza, 2 coffees. We're doing great.
Yeah.
So that's that. Who slept with devs? And Pirates of the Caribbean is not as good anymore.
I wonder if the other ones are okay. Like, I wonder if the
should
first...
we stop and watch 1 and 3 real quick?
Yeah, we're gonna stop real quick. Okay, we're back, so,
I'm not gonna lie to the viewers. They can see what's happening. My second idea... Should've kept that depth.
Should've kept that depth.
I have no idea what that means.
Should've kept depth.
The fuck does that mean? Should have kept that Depp. Was he fired from a movie?
Has he been fired?
I don't think so. Should have kept Depp. Who do you think Johnny Depp should have stayed in a relationship with? People Magazine.
Are you referencing movies that he's died in?
No, I'm just rhyming with Depp.
Okay.
Who slept with Depp and should have kept that? Which, if you could freeze Johnny Depp in time and anywhere
ooh,
in his career.
If you could pick a Johnny Depp from a movie to be your boyfriend forever.
To keep forever in a glass case.
Which movie would you pick?
Chocolat.
The one I did not watch voluntarily. Hey, let it happen.
Why are they getting out of the same door?
I don't know.
It's so weird. His side door doesn't work.
Classic.
Can we just stop talking about the people outside and talk about John Depp?
Okay, so I want you to answer that question.
Guys, let's close the blinds and pretend like we're not here.
So June says,
all right, at this point it doesn't matter. So Peter and Emily are going to join the podcast, hopefully, and they're coming in from outside. And that's what they're whispering and tittering about over here when I'm trying to talk about John Depp.
I don't know.
He always looks like that.
Man, we're back!
Hello. We're doing a podcast.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to episode 5, In Depth.
We've already started.
All right.
All right.
Pull up a chair, guys.
Oh my god, wait, I haven't been here yet before. Yeah, it looks awesome.
All right, so now that unnecessary interruption has happened, I think, which Johnny Depp would I keep?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I'd like to be your boyfriend forever.
I have to say, watching The Libertine, I was about half-masked with Johnny Depp the entire time.
Yeah.
Me too.
He is real. You need to watch that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, Don Juan DeMarco is also, both of them pretty much start with him just immediately sticking it to some lady. That doesn't matter. both movies.
It's the best way to start a film.
Pretty much. But yeah, I would go with Libertine, Johnny Depp. It's pretty awesome. I don't know when that, I think that was in the aughts as well that came out.
Yeah.
Which Johnny Depp would you keep?
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd, Johnny
Depp?
Yeah,
I want him to kill me. I'm into that torture shit.
great answer as usual, Wyatt. Should have kept that Depp. You should have kept that way down in the depths of your soul that you wanted that.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Wyatt, idea number two for you.
My second idea was just Amber Heard, but we kind of went through that already.
Yeah.
All
right,
bye.
They got married. Do you know where they got married? Or how? Or what?
Or some rich ass fucking
place.
Yeah,
some island
sure
or something. No one cares anymore.
Yeah,
no one
I don't.
Cares.
Actually, speaking of, where has Depp slept is my third idea. Where has Depp now slept?
When you were writing down these ideas, you like looked at me with like such reverence that you came up with something
yeah,
so good.
You're really
all
thoughtful.
You've done is a Dr. Seuss fucking Depp poem.
I'm gonna read the poem at the end. Where has Johnny Depp lived? Do you know any places that Johnny
I'm
Depp
sure
has
that
lived?
Motherfucker's lived everywhere. When you're rich like him, you just fucking
do get on it.
he was born in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Okay.
He's a Kentucky boy.
So he's like a.
That's
like
where
a
the Depps come from.
Southern boy.
He was raised in Florida.
Okay. Oh, that's more like it. He seems more like a Florida fuck.
Blew. I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Where you just totally blew away all of our Florida listeners. They're never gonna
Whoa.
Listen again.
Whoa!
Just totally.
What? You got something good?
I learned something.
Okay, bring it on.
So he and his Lorianne Allison wife
yes.
visited Los Angeles on a whim and met up with Nicolas Cage, who told Johnny Depp to go act.
How about that? I know that Johnny Depp originally
time?
Wanted to be a musician.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah,
he originally wanted to become a musician. Yeah, I don't know. But I think when you're that handsome, you're just like all actors.
That's why
we talked about last time that all musicians have to be beautiful.
Yeah, but the thing is like acting is way
He's
too
easier. Beautiful.
Acting is way okay. easier than making music. All
right.
It is like that's why all these musicians nowadays are starting to like also do acting.
Oh, you mean like Enrique Iglesias in Once Upon a Time in
Oh,
Mexico.
I mean like all of them, like Fergie's been in films. Like they all try to cross
was
promote.
Was it Keith Richards was in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, they all do.
Well, that's because Keith Richards and Johnny Depp are really good friends.
That's
because
true.
Johnny Depp and Keith Richards play music together.
Do they?
Yep.
Yes.
Weird.
We know a lot. You
has,
don't know
them. I don't. Has Johnny Depp put out any like music or something?
I don't know. I don't know if he has. He might. The thing is, if he ever did put out a record, no one would really take it seriously. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Everyone would just assume that he got to put it out because he had the money to produce it. You
yeah,
know what I mean? So
shit. Johnny Depp has more integrity than that.
I think he probably doesn't, but I just don't think he cares. It's not going to help him, you know, to make a record. He doesn't need to.
I agree.
He's motherfucker's got an island.
We assume.
No, he,
we
no,
assume
know,
that Depp
know,
has slept on an island.
I know that he hasn't. He bought an island.
Okay, you know for sure.
An island, yeah.
Okay, do you know where the island is?
Somewhere in fucking the Bahamas, I'm sure.
Okay, cool.
Leo you know? Also owns an island.
I don't doubt it. Why wouldn't he? Hey, Peter, where has Johnny Depp lived
Slept.
Before?
did we say France?
Has he lived in France?
Peter,
yeah.
France.
Yeah, he's lived in France for like, I think he...
Tell us everything you know about Johnny Depp, Peter.
Johnny Depp lived in France.
At what point?
He just got engaged.
Yeah, we
yeah.
talked about
He's
Amber.
There.
Whatever.
Well, he was with that model lady or whatever. He said
he was.
I think he moved there because he was protesting America.
Oh, really? Jesus. That's Christ. Ridiculous. Is some rich fuckers protesting America?
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Like, if there's
this is where he makes all his money.
No, like, no.
Johnny Depp protests America.
No, like the article said like he was trying to be all like hipster and poetic, and he was like, America's a bad country. It's like a broken dog, evil, bad, or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like,
so then he moved to Paris.
So he moved to Paris, had those two kids, and then actually recently. They said that Johnny Depp had to decide, because he had dual properties.
Dual citizenship?
Yeah. And basically what it meant was he had to pay taxes in the United States and taxes in France. And France has a much higher tax rate than we do. So he had to decide.
So he's American now?
Yeah, he's American. No,
he's anti-France.
Yeah. The second they come out of your pocketbook, these, yeah. You know, like...
Yeah.
America's like that shitty apartment that you get with like it's broken down and you're like, God, why, damn, it's so
like,
cheap.
Why would he ever care? Like, it's not like politics affect him. It's not like Obamacare means anything to him because he can just pay for his own health care out of fucking pocket anytime.
Like,
yeah, obviously tax. Well, yeah. I mean, I just meant in terms of like how he cared about America.
Activism?
Yeah, about America being a broken company.
Well, it's better than Gerard Depardieu. Gerard Depardieu left France because of the tax rate, and he also was like, well, I'll show you, and then he went to Russia.
I guess that's cool. Is it cheap to live in Russia these days, Peter?
I mean, have you seen the footage? Like, nothing looks happy in Russia.
Okay.
I mean, they arrested a band called Pussy Riot. I mean,
that's true, but that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, free Pussy Riot.
Free Pussy Wyatt.
.com.
But that's all I know about Johnny Depp.
Let me tell you, what we've been talking about.
You know
who slept with Depp? We just talked about who slept with Depp.
Winona Ryder.
This is the...
We talked about that.
We've been 30 minutes in, and now we're going to recap for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Should have kept that Depp, and which Johnny Depp we would keep for ourselves. And like, at which point in his career we would just keep that Johnny Depp.
Ooh.
Where would you say Johnny Depp should have just stopped, and would have been at his, like, peak?
Okay, this is where...
It's a different question.
Because yesterday we were saying... I was telling y'all that I think Johnny Depp's, like, the most tragic actor in America right now.
Yeah, in a way. Why do you feel that way?
Because he had, like, a really... really good career where weren't y'all talking about there are actors that like anytime you see like they're in a movie you're like I'll go see that movie like
irregardless. Just the idea of like someone being so charismatic and that's
right.
The way I feel about some people. Tom Cruise is one of them, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean? Like it doesn't matter what he puts out, like I'm pretty interested in going seeing it just because he's talented and B he's like he just makes fun interesting films even if some of them are bad, of course.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. But like he did really well, especially with Crybaby, 21 Jump Street. He did 21 Jump Street. So there was that in the 90s. And then, like, I guess 2000s, when he started getting nominated for stuff, like when he did... All right, he did Pirates, which Pirates kind of, like, brought him to a new level.
We just talked about it.
Yeah. Like,
it brought him to a whole new stratosphere of fucking fame.
Well, it's like Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man, almost. It just brought him to, like, this different level. And then... During that time, he was in, like, 3 movies a year. So it was, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, then he did Finding Neverland, and then there was, I think it was actually Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's when his career just started going.
Yeah,
right.
I forgot. We didn't mention that one.
Because after that, he started making movies for just
His kids.
Wow.
That's
everybody. This is all prevailing themes that everyone is having currently.
I realized, like... A lot of actors will be like, oh yeah, I'm doing these movies because my kids like them. And these kids are like 13 years old,
right.
Which is when he started doing shittier movies a little bit. Like, that's right when Pirates of the Caribbean started.
Well, if you want to do stuff for your kids, just do it at home. Don't drag me into it.
We were discussing whether his career has gotten bad because of his movie choices or if he's actually become a worse actor.
He probably had to stop caring less because the movies weren't as serious.
Yeah, well, Wyatt said it's probably both. So,
yeah.
He's
made so much money, like, and now he just makes so much money every
time.
Like,
right.
Yeah, like, he just shows up and does whatever the fuck he wants, and they're gonna pay him, you know?
Well, he's become, like, one of those people that's, like, Into the Woods or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Into the Woods?
He was in that?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, I remember the trailer was...
I
hadn't seen it.
Oh,
no.
I saw it.
Was it good?
Not really.
Okay.
He plays the most pervy wolf ever. His first, like, 8 lines are like, I'm gonna get you, sweet, supple pink. You know, it's, like, weird.
Weird.
He's like a wolf who's, like,
and that's for his kids?
Super overly sexual. Yeah, it was insane.
I'm masked again.
I like that.
June likes it. June approves.
But that was, like, in the trailer, they were, like, And guess what? We got Johnny Depp.
Look what we wrangled.
Yeah, we got Johnny
Depp out of a dumpster.
But that's how it is now. They're like, every trailer's like, and Johnny...
Johnny Depp showed up for 2 days drunk.
Yeah. Played a pervy wolf.
The rum's always got me.
He probably got paid like $2 million to fucking show up for a day.
Oh, yeah.
Some fur on his ears.
Yeah. But fuck America.
Yeah, that's where has Depp slept? Not America, that's for sure.
All right, Wyatt, your turn.
June, I think you should pick one of your ideas. Didn't you write some ideas?
Did you write ideas?
Yeah,
we were trying to have ideas, like things to talk about with John Depp. Do you have any other ideas about stuff you want to say about John Depp or anything?
Where did you go?
Where did Johnny go?
Yeah, where did Johnny go?
Oh, he's been putting out movies still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but they've all been terrible.
He just put out that spy movie.
Mordecai? It looks so awful.
It looks...
It's got like a negative rating on tomatofucking.com or whatever.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. and then there was Transcendence.
Shout out to tomato.com.
Oh, man.
Transcendence. Did you see it?
Robot Death.
Yeah, that was...
It was so bad.
That was garbage.
It
was absolutely garbage. I think like...
Johnny Depp is everywhere.
I think my fourth idea is Transcendence was terrible.
Transcendence was terrible. It was really bad. Johnny Depp, what were you thinking tonight? That was really sad. Transcendence was terrible.
All of your ideas are just this movie sucks. This movie's awful.
No, actually, I think that I actually went on a date on that movie, and she liked the movie a lot, and I was like, that movie was garbage, and I think we stopped
it that day.
It ended. It just ended because she was like, "Well,
wait." I want to go through this a little more
in depth.
You were with another person,
right?
Okay, and this person wanted to go see Transcendence with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So did she talk you into seeing Transcendence, or was it mutual? Were you unsure? Like, were you like a little into it?
All right. I just knew, like, first off, I wanted to go see Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay,
that was the option.
That's part of the details.
No, that was the option. It was like, hey, you want to go see Grand Budapest Hotel? And then it just turned out we had to push the time back, and then it was like, oh, we couldn't see.
Probably your fault, huh?
I will. No comment. Anyway, so it just moved to
Tinder.
It just moved to Trans. She was like, "Let's go see Transcendence." And okay. I was like,
"So y'all purchased the movie tickets?"
Yes.
How are you feeling at that moment?
It could. I think, God damn it! I wish we could have seen Grand Budapest.
Yeah,
so
but you're still you're
still on board.
All right. I will admit, I'm a little intrigued because
okay.
I went back. It's Johnny Depp.
That's exactly what I thought.
And then the guy that did it was, I think he was like Christopher Nolan's cinematographer.
Nolan. Christopher Nolan's sandwich maker.
Yeah, basically. And it was like Nolan just gave him some money and was like, "Have fun. Like, go make
gave
your
him some money." And
yeah,
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, go. you don't need to make sandwiches anymore. You can make movies. Make movies.
Okay, so was this at Perkins Row?
Yes.
Okay, so you're at Perkins Row. You know,
I feel like I'm being interrogated by the FBI.
No, I want to know more details.
Okay.
You walk past the New Voodoo Barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, you walk into that weird little...
Why do you need to know that?
you're
is this a plug-in for Voodoo Barbecue?
Voodoo Barbecue. The only movie theater adjacent barbecue place in the greater Baton Rouge area. Get your slice today.
So where in the movie theater did y'all get to sit? Was it packed? Tell me about like.
Wait. You skipped the concessions.
We didn't get concessions.
That's what I thought. Peter doesn't want to see a concession guy.
It was only until I started dating Emily that's when I started, like, concessions.
Yeah, well, it's because she's a good girl.
But, like, did the girl...
But I feel like...
And I'm like, I want some popcorn when I watch this movie.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right. But I think she was more of a... Anyway, what?
Yeah. So you're walking in. A lot of people in this movie theater. What time of day is it?
I'd say 8 o'clock.
8 a.m.?
At night.
Okay,
no.
PM?
No.
PM, got it.
What movie is it?
Central?
Yeah, central
okay.
time.
Awesome.
So
theater is not packed.
Not packed. Like, you're the only people, or there's more people, or what?
I think there was us and maybe like curious old couples.
Were they as surprised to see someone else as you were surprised to see them?
I mean, we didn't ignore
anyone.
Yeah.
At Transcendence.
I don't think like when we came around the corner, everyone was like, "Hey, you're here," and I was like, "Whoa, weird."
Okay, when have we gone
never
too far
into
depth?
Never ends.
When have we gotten far too far into depth? We need to have a safe word for going too into depth.
Platoon. The safety
if you
word.
Say platoon, make it more shallow. Immediately change the subject. Anything. All right, continue.
What did you think about Rebecca Hall's performance in that film?
Was she the wife?
Yeah, she was the chick.
Okay.
Pretty fucking oh, really?
Hey, at least I knew her name. Fuck y'all.
I hated everybody's performance. Yeah. Even Cillian Murphy. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop
that,
it.
Like, what was he doing?
I don't know. He would even do the dramatic glasses thing. Like, he would wear sunglasses inside, and then something happened, he'd do that thing where he just takes them off and's like, my God. And like, he did that all the time. And I was like, why? I think the direction of the movie was like, the only acting tips he gave was just like, just say your lines. I don't know.
Yeah.
No direction.
But just
like,
give no emotion in any
yeah,
way.
Yeah, don't be an asshole. And then I thought it was stupid. I was like, oh, it could have been good though. I think like the overall message of the movie was cool and like the idea was cool. But I don't know. It just got to a point where it's like, what the fuck did you expect? Like the outcome of the movie. Like,
yeah.
How would you not?
You can spoil it if you want.
Okay. Well, in the movie, if you haven't seen the movie, we'll just tell you because it's a garbage movie.
Yeah, you shouldn't see
it. Like, it's just garbage. Johnny Depp is like finding this cure for just anything. Like after you die,
everything essentially.
Yeah, basically when you die, you become a computer.
Yeah, so, I've seen just the very end.
That's all you needed to see.
Why do you only see just parts of a movie and never the first part?
Yeah, June is
weird. You're very bad at starting movies at the beginning.
Do you just come in? Do you just come in at the wrong time, or like
she
what
wanders
happens?
Around the theater but never picks a spot?
Everyone thinks she's just lost all the time.
Should we help her? No, it's
she actually haunts the movie theater. The concession.
Okay, so but Johnny Depp. Okay, so Johnny Depp. Apparently, this is like really controversial, and like some like radical organization shoots him, and he like dies basically.
It's like Wally meets her.
Jesus. But they took a shit in the middle of the movie.
They put a poopy piece of poop between those two scripts.
Yeah.
Smashed them together.
But that's actually perfect, yes. It's like, yeah, because there are moments where he's like, except you see him. Like, he'll be in the screen, but he'll give, like, these blank, confused, like, looks. Like, you could tell he wasn't even in the room.
My problem is that they don't go anywhere. In that film, they don't go in any direct... It's not an action film. It's not a romance film. It's not an adventure film.
Mm-mm.
It's not, like, there's no cohesive any theme at all.
No.
It's just, like, the weirdest... Like, if Transcendence was a person, I would never want to talk to it ever.
Right.
Like
metaphorically?
Yes.
Yeah, like...
So you're sitting there, credits have rolled. You're with this girl.
Uh huh.
What is her reaction?
Blowjob.
Did she start
after the movie?
So that movie was so good. I'm sucking your dick right now.
It was a tacky move, but ballsy.
Yeah. So
I would have been like, you could try, but that movie was so crappy.
Yeah. You're just like, this never happens. This never happens.
I can't. I don't even think I could do it. It'd just be sad. The whole time, it'd just be sad. It'd be like...
Did she, like, clap?
It'd be like a blowjob that you got after prom with somebody that you didn't want to go to prom with, basically. Just
sad.
Tell my story.
So
she didn't clap.
Did she clap?
Like,
did
no
she,
one
like,
clapped.
She's the only one. She stands up. Johnny Depp, God damn it, you've done it again.
No one clapped, really. I think I couldn't even sit there. It's like, if no one clapped at Batman, then no one was going to clap. Like, this was, like, the modern spectacle of the world. Like, it was just so bad. And she got up and she was like, well, it was like, okay, the credits come up, the lights come on, and she's like, well, I liked it. And it was that moment where you're just like, yeah, it wasn't bad.
You're at that point, you're trying to like meet that person in the middle a little bit because you don't want to make them, you don't want to put them out on such a limb.
Well, yeah,
like,
because
you kind of want to tell them that like you're just dumb.
Yeah,
but you can't do that.
You can't.
Right? Maybe she was doing the same thing. Maybe she was being like, "Well, that was good."
No. Okay, so we left and we were talking about it, and I couldn't take it anymore, like bullshitting, and I was like, I thought the movie was garbage. I just thought it was terrible. And then I went in on why it was bad. I was like, there were so many plot holes.
I thought you were going to say, I called Wyatt.
Wyatt, get over here.
And I noticed that the conversation got really weird after that. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think she thought I was talking down to her because she liked the movie. Because every time, like, I would be like, I'd explain. I wasn't like, I was just like, oh, it was just dumb. Like, it was just dumb, dumb. I was like, this is why it was bad. I gave examples to him. Like, I backed it up, you know? And every time I said it, she would be like, I didn't think it was bad. Or, like, so, and I was just like...
You really destroyed her.
I did.
Well, there's a red flag right there. Is A, she just automatically thought that you were attacking her when you're just trying to say if this movie is shitty or not.
Right.
Which is, like, a big red flag.
Every time I say I don't like Harry Potter, people immediately attack me. Sorry. People get so, they're like, well, fuck you! And I'm just like, well, I'm just saying I don't like it. I'm not saying anyone else should.
I'm not saying
like
you
it.
Shouldn't like it or it's not okay if you didn't like
normal,
it.
That's normal. Just to feel like people are attacking your taste, kind of, instead of
right.
the movie itself.
And I think also since she picked the movie... I didn't pick the movie.
She was more invested. It's like going to Bonnaroo. Like, you spend $500, you gotta say you had a good time.
Yeah.
You're at Burning Man.
No one comes back from Bonnaroo and is like, oh, it was a waste, you know? Everybody comes back and they're like, it was the greatest time ever. But really on the inside, they're like, it sucked.
Have you been to Bonnaroo?
No, I haven't.
I've been to Bonnaroo.
Did it suck?
How was it?
Bonnaroo is actually one of the most interesting things I've ever been to in my life. Because...
Because
the first night I watched a man... While we were watching MGMT, I watched a man trip on acid and have a bad trip and then convulse.
Oh, no.
Then the second day, our friend had to go to the hospital because they have this mushroom.
Are you explaining why this was a good time?
Yes. This wasn't a good time. This part wasn't the good time. All right, I'll say what the good time is. The good time is the bands are awesome. The bad thing is it's fucking hot. Yeah. It is fucking hot. Showers cost $7 and they put you in a tent, like a little tent. And this is like... first world shit, but like you're going in there, and the $7 was the best thing I ever spent on a shower, because like you are literally by 7 o'clock in the morning, the sun has like hit in the sky, burning you alive basically in your tent. So we'd have to like get up and go sleep in a car and then come back, and then we were just like wallowing in our dirt, in the dirt, and it was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable the whole
time. Okay, that's a great digression. Let's get back in depth.
Actually,
you want to get off depth?
I was going to say, now that Peter said his, I think Emily should come and tell her the last time that she went to the movies with someone and how that was in depth.
Yeah.
What did you see last time in the movies?
We went to
Birdman.
We saw Birdman. Yeah. That was the last movie we saw together.
Walk us through going to Birdman.
So, did you go to the Voodoo Barbecue?
I don't like the Mall Louisiana. All right, I'm gonna sound like an old man. I don't like the Mall Louisiana one because there's just fucking kids everywhere, like, and they just run around.
Not if you go at like 11 a.m. on a Wednesday, which is the only time I go see.
I work, Wyatt.
Yeah, jobs.
Dad, can I come in late? I gotta go see this movie.
But have you had like a Johnny Depp job? Have you ever acted, Wyatt?
I'm working on it.
Been an actor, Peter? Actor? Yes, maybe.
You can find most of my films on YouTube. Yes.
Okay. Cool. Just type in Peter.
Just type in Peter.
Not even your last name.
You can find me
at Peter North.
Peter North, yeah.
Pitch Perfect.
Peter North.
June was in Pitch Perfect, of course.
Wait, you're in that show. You showed me your face.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm in a movie called Red Flag, which has Alex Karpowski, who plays Ray in Girls. I was in Zach Godshall's screenwriting class, and he knew Alex Karpowski, and he came in and, like, did... He was filming a movie... where he was taking this documentary that he made on tour, and like he was breaking up, like him and his girlfriend were breaking up. It was like a, like one of those really low budget indie films that had like the, I'm confused about life.
Yeah.
You know, one of those like, call it the Garden State formula.
Yeah.
And he filmed this scene where he talks to the class, and he talked to our screenwriting class, and
this is all gonna get cut, you know, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This I'm at the end of the.
Oh, do you?
I'm at the end of the movie.
Do you edit this podcast?
No, oh. I'm kidding.
We're gonna cut Wyatt out of the whole podcast.
Yeah, this story sucks. whose idea were we on?
I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
Should I read my poem that I actually made with these five ideas?
Yeah, you should.
This is In Depth by Chad. Who slept with Depp? Should have kept that Depp. Where has Depp slept? I didn't even realize that I put two slaps. Does Depp have a pet? What does Depp rep? So we haven't talked about, does Johnny Depp have a pet?
Does Depp have a pet?
He's gotta have some pets, but I'm sure he doesn't take care of them.
Why?
He just got a house of dead dogs.
He just comes home after a movie like, we should really do something about the dead dogs.
Nah. He tells his mate, do something about these dead dogs, would you?
I'm dead.
He says, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Johnny Depp always speaks in the Depp person. Depp person.
That's why he makes all those Pirates of the Caribbean movies. You don't want to go home.
Because he's on a boat?
Dead dogs.
Wait, I got it. I'm going to be on a boat and I'll never have to go see those dead dogs.
That's what I do.
It's Johnny Depp.
It's getting more work. I don't want to go home. I don't want to deal with that shit.
I can't tell what, if you love Johnny Depp or if you like don't like
Johnny Depp. I am personally disenchanted by Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Because I had a really, yes, I had a good relationship with him for a while. I like a lot of his films when I was a young, let's say, emotional teenager were great, and they played up to what I enjoyed, and they were phenomenal, and he was like a different, weird kind of person, but then it just kind of like went downhill, and he made The Lone Ranger, and it's just disappointing. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I don't know, it's really hard to stay super creatively awesome for like 20 years, you know what I mean? Like, it's difficult, so yeah. I understand. I'd do the same thing. I would make good films for a little while, and then I would sell out and just make tons of money and make shitty films because no one would stop me. You know what I mean?
I mean, you do look like Johnny Depp. So
I mean, we got to get that image broadcast and shit going. You know what I mean? Like, really.
Would y'all say that Wyatt looks like Johnny Depp?
No.
God
damn it. There's a resounding no from four people that are not Wyatt.
We're going to edit that just so it says yes, yes, yes.
Wyatt gives four yeses that he looks like Johnny Depp. Everyone else in the world says no. I do agree that maybe your haircut resembles a 2000 or early 2000s Johnny Depp.
Current Johnny Depp. Your hair is on the mark.
Would you say that he started that hair look where, you know, like everyone that had a ponytail had like that one long strand in front of their face?
Of the 90s strand, yeah.
Yeah. Would you say he perfected that?
I don't know if he started that, but he certainly...
He brought it back.
He's definitely perfected it.
Yeah, like that.
People in the 90s?
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Everybody on Friends, you know, had that one hair.
Can we talk about Mexican Willem Dafoe?
Sure.
Once upon a time
in Mexico, William Dafoe is maybe a fake Mexican? June, tell us more.
No, I want you guys to explain it to me. I'm so confused.
It reminds me of Charlton Heston in an Orson Welles movie who plays a Mexican. He plays a Mexican in the movie. Basically, all they did was they bronzed him and put a pencil-thin mustache on him.
Jesus Christ.
And, like, he kept his same voice the whole time. So he would be like, and he would talk Spanish sometimes in the movie, so he'd be like, you know, Charlton Heston has, like, this kind of, like, deep voice, and he would just be like, hola, amigo.
That's exactly what happened with Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, all right.
But I feel like it would be a little bit even more racist if they were like, hey, Mexican, or whatever.
Well, so. I mean, But it's like Johnny Depp playing an Indian, and although they asked him, like, are you Indian, he's like, well, I'm like a 15th Cherokee, so this isn't racist that they casted a white guy to be an Indian.
Johnny Depp did not get shit.
But in preparing for that role, he did go through the, like, initiation. So
well, maybe Willem Dafoe went and hung out with a drug cartel.
Yeah,
and
like,
yeah, like...
And then he did Spider-Man. Fucking William. Actually, Life Aquatic, he's amazing.
In Platoon.
Did you answer where
is
you
that
would...
the safe word?
Yeah, I was like...
Are we ready?
No, he was in Platoon.
Okay.
And Johnny Depp started in Platoon.
Did we all say where we would stop Johnny Depp and be like, this is the Depp I want?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a different question than which Depp do you want...
To be your boyfriend.
In Depp of you.
In the deep of you.
Okay, do you have an answer to either of those? Which Johnny Depp do you want to keep?
Which Johnny Depp do you want to keep for any reason?
Acting or for your ding dong?
Oh, now I'm just thinking about my ding dong.
Yeah, okay. which Johnny Depp?
Panned out, and like the only thing you could think of was his own testicles.
Wait a second, penis. I have one.
No, I mean like what movie? What Johnny Depp would I want on my ding dong?
Yes.
From Hell.
Really?
No.
No, he already picked Sweeney Todd.
Huh?
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd?
He did.
Yeah, he wants...
That's the one you want on your dick?
He wants Johnny Depp to kill him because he's into that.
I was thinking Chocolat.
That's what I think.
Emily, what would you say? Which Johnny Depp would you keep?
I'm torn between Pirates and, like, young Johnny Depp whenever he
has. Oh, yeah.
Super cute.
No, I'm torn between Chocolat and Libertine.
I went with Libertine because that movie's pretty goddamn sexy. Have you watched the Pirates of the Caribbean recently?
No.
Okay, let's pause. We'll watch them all again. And we're back!
We talk about how you're a great liar, but you don't know how anything works. I'm gonna make you look like an asshole, no matter what. You just act like I'm gonna edit out things to make it look like you're super cool, even though I'm clearly the one in control here. I'm the Johnny Depp of your life.
Can I get some water?
Yeah, me too.
Oh, okay. Podcast over.
Nope. Emily, you want to hop in the seat real quick?
Sorry, Emily's what really tired and hungover, so.
No, that's great. Perfect for podcasting.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts about Johnny Depp that you'd like to share with the world?
I feel like he should just stop where he's at, travel.
Okay. So you would stop him now?
Acting, yes. I mean, he could come back. He'd be cool if he did, like, a cool comeback. Like, just give it a few years.
Okay, so like an older Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
back.
Play it out, but then do a good movie.
See, I would have stopped him before the Tim Burton films that have happened in the last 6 years.
I say I would have stopped him first Pirates of the Caribbean. Just been done. I mean, he's done good stuff since, but I feel like that could have
after the first Pirates.
After the first.
Yeah. Wait, was Charlie?
Really
was Chocolate after movies. Pirates?
Chocolate was before.
Before, definitely.
Yeah, way before.
On. Don't know.
But I liked Public Enemies.
I never saw it.
And I love Sweeney Todd.
Never saw it.
Love Sweeney Todd.
Really? You never saw Sweeney Todd?
No.
Didn't it come out on like Christmas Day or something one year? Or something like that?
Sure.
Nothing says Christmas like...
Because I think I saw it with my aunt.
Tim Burton.
So like I love Johnny Depp and Tim Burton and Sweeney Todd, but I haven't liked any of Johnny Depp's Tim Burton... Helena Bonham Carter since.
I think maybe I need to see more Johnny Depp movies, because I've been watching a bunch. I've watched like six this week, but they were all Pirates in before.
Because like when I saw Dark Shadows, I was like, fuck this.
Yes.
I might dislike Johnny Depp if I go see a bunch of his new movies.
Yes,
I did see Alice in Wonderland, and I saw The Chocolate Factory.
I didn't like Alice in Wonderland.
Ew.
I didn't like it.
That fucking dance sequence at the end of Alice in Wonderland. What the hell was
the
that?
So bad.
Yeah. He was just like, mm-mm-mm-mm. Well, I can't.
Wait, what was happening?
It was like they just defeated the queen, and then they're like Alice was like, we defeated the queen. And then they turn around, and Johnny Depp's in this field just doing this weird dance. Literally, everyone in the theater went quiet. One person went, what the fuck?
Johnny Depp was the person who went, what the fuck? That's not what I did.
Johnny!
CGI him doing shitty stuff for an entire movie.
That was pretty much what Transcendence was.
No, all right, yeah, that's true.
But
he's
like
make me a computer. I don't want to show up every day.
Yeah. Can I do this film at home?
Gotta take care of my dogs.
No, he doesn't. He's in France. He's got a big dog museum in America. The maid is freaking out. Does Depp have a pet? Asked and answered.
Do you want to hear mine?
Of course.
Where would you like to stop Depp?
No.
Oh, your ideas.
My two.
She's just going to start singing. You want to hear my singing?
Yeah.
My
got?
Two
what
were,
you got?
How does Finding Neverland end?
How does Neverland end? How does Neverland end?
You want to know how it is?
Well, my follow-up is, will I ever see it? So maybe we should switch.
You'll see it, because you own it, so you can just watch it whenever you want.
But, like, I've been trying for a long time.
Just, what day when you're not super
sleepy?
Here's
what happened at the end of Finding Neverland. Just go watch Hook. And that's what happens.
Rest in peace.
But does Kate Winslet die?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah!
She does in Titanic.
She does?
No,
she
I think
she does. I'm pretty sure she
Peter Pan is born!
I thought the little boy did, but no, she did.
Just Peter Pan.
Yeah, because aren't they like
well,
sitting
you
on a
you know
bench together
at the
or
end.
Something, the little boy and Johnny Depp? And
mm-hmm. Yeah, because he did a play and she was like too sick to come and then like he...
So they redid it at the house?
Yeah. After he destroyed set and was like, I don't believe in plays!
Yes,
I don't
that.
Believe in magic! And all this stuff. And Johnny Depp's like, no!
He's like,
I'm Johnny
Stop
Depp!
Lying to me.
What the fuck? It was like Keanu Reeves like came out at that moment.
That'd be completely different. Let's picture Keanu Reeves in every single Johnny Depp movie
but
one
Johnny
by
Depp
one.
Already better. They're all already better.
I'm Jack Sparrow.
Save?
This will be the day you remember. You almost got Jack Sparrow. It's just...
Are you saying?
Why is he going to say? Oh, I didn't realize we realized today that I could do a really good Davy Jones impression. I don't want to do it now.
Please
just,
do it.
Wait,
just
do it.
Yeah, he's like, Mr. Depp. Captain Jack Sparrow. I'm an octopus face.
It's like a dying Zoidberg.
A little bit, yeah.
He always talks like that. So I think it's like, get your
I am Mr. Turner.
What?
What?
Was that you?
I gotta go now.
Being a character that could not have an impression done of them? You're the actor, right? You're the Johnny Depp of my life?
No, I'm not. I'm the Bud Light of your life.
I have a very serious question. Idea 5.
Okay.
We've learned where he slept, kept, slept, and pet.
Petted.
But what does Depp rep?
What does Depp rep?
What does he rep?
What does he represent in our world?
I think he I think he represents, like, the counterculture hottie. You know what I mean? Just in the Hollywood standards, you know what I mean? Like, he's the big... He's, like, the big counterculture star that, like, has tattoos and, like, has always, like, had, like, weirder roles. Like, he like, became the first person to really popularize that entire sort of thing. Because before that, it was just all, like, more, like, regular, all-American kind of, like...
Like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, we're like Brad Pitt and stuff. Like,
got long
hair. And he like...
George
now all the actors have long hair.
Brad, like Johnny Depp is like the bad boy that like all the girls fell in love with. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was their first bad boy to like make it big. He was a pirate.
You guys? What does Johnny Depp represent to y'all?
Hipster Hollywood.
Hipster Hollywood.
Bad hipster Hollywood.
Do you not like Johnny Depp's career?
Not right now, no.
Okay, but you like his earlier movies.
Oh, I mean, like, if I saw Johnny... Honestly, like, I still believe that if Johnny Depp is in a movie, then he must have read the script, and he must have, like, liked it. You know what I mean? Like,
so you have a base level of respect for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's not totally...
I mean, he's also like, making, like, $25 million every film he
makes. Right.
You know what I mean? Which is, like, an insane... I mean, he's, like, the highest.
He hasn't gotten to that point of, like, oh my God, like, stop, go away. Because...
I don't know, we haven't seen Mordecai yet.
Oh.
I would like to.
I heard it's so terrible.
Yeah, I heard it's absolutely awful.
He's also in Kevin Smith's new film, Tusk.
Jesus Christ.
Which I saw.
He was in Tusk?
He's in Tusk. Believe it or not, it's weird as fuck. Like, he comes on screen and it takes a little while because his character has a lot of makeup and you're like, what is this? And his character is just like...
What is this?
Like, maybe he acted it perfectly and maybe Kevin Smith wrote just the worst character, but it's just horrific. Like, the second Johnny Depp's character comes into play, it's just, the movie just goes right to shit.
You know what I think has been happening since Pirates of the Caribbean? I think that they've been kind of typecasting him to have the same kind of, like...
He seems like he's drunk all the
like
time.
Like, clever attitude that Jack Sparrow has.
Yeah.
And so then he has to do really weird things to, like, counteract that and try and not play somebody like
but
that.
But see, that started before Pirates. Because I'd argue Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is when he started, like, doing...
The weird thing?
Well, no. Actually, no. Edward Scissorhands, Ed Wood.
Yeah.
Like, he's always done weird stuff.
Been weirdos.
But, like...
Yeah. Well, we said he's, like, the counterculture hottie guy. You know?
Right.
But it's not panning out right now.
No. It's, like... We get it.
Maybe
we're tired of it, or he's gotten worse at it.
I think he's gotten worse at it.
And
to
I think
be
part of it is
it's
also
just lazy now.
That part of that was just a popular like type of like character in a movie at a certain point, like especially in the 2000s and late 90s was like that kind of like wacky like.
Yeah.
They're like a hero, but you don't quite understand like what they're doing all the time. But they just happen to do things well.
Yeah, they're like the alternative hero.
And that's just kind of like, people get that now. If it's something's done enough times, then people are like, we get it, we don't need to see that again, kind of thing.
Yeah.
We miss you,
John. How old is John?
50, right?
He was young when he started.
He was born June 9th, 1963.
Whoa. 1963, that means he's 52.
He's my dad's age. Oh my God!
John Depp is your dad. He's making movies for you, his kids. You know.
Oh, I hate him, Dad.
You're an illegitimate Depp, Peter. Illegitimate Depp or not?
Oh, if I was his son, he's so. Bad.
I'd give him a nice shaking. I would tell him to send all scripts to me first.
Pretty much.
Do you have any more ideas, Wyatt?
I'm out of ideas.
I'm out of ideas too. Does anybody have anything else we want to talk about?
Did you guys ever see Secret Window?
Oh, that movie was.
It was okay.
What is that?
The one, it's
King
one.
King
it's like a.
Oh,
this
I did see that.
Like,
it was alright. Yeah.
Isn't the big twist that like he's just not there or something? What was the big twist in the film?
Well, he's the writer, and then there's like the guy
writer.
Who keeps breaking it. Like
yeah, he's just
him.
The guy
no,
breaking in the film.
Like he's the guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's gets breaking like ends up killing people.
That was a worse twist than The
else.
Village.
I was actually, I asked Wyatt this, how many M. Night Shyamalan movies have twists? I can name three.
I listened to this one, in this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, you've been
shut
there.
Up.
Just done.
Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, The Village,
Lady in the Water.
Wait, both those have Bruce Willis.
That's
Thanks,
true.
Appreciate it.
I don't think Signs had a twist, really. The only twist was you saw the aliens
yeah,
foot.
You saw them, man.
That was it.
No, you saw the whole alien.
I see them totally.
No, but it wasn't. But you weren't. But it wasn't like the aliens were really like Mel Gibson's wife or something.
That would have been a twist. They're all
that,
every single alien.
Awesome.
Fucking
The Happening.
Hey, remember Joaquin Phoenix in the Signs?
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice and young.
Signs is actually
let's
not
go
a
in
bad
Phoenix.
Yeah. What's your favorite Joaquin Phoenix film?
I'm actually very surprised that we stayed on one actor for an hour. Our first episode was 33 ideas, and this one is essentially one.
Yeah.
In depth. I mean, we have sub depths, but who has he slept? Where is he kept? What kind of pet does he rep? Johnny Depp is the man. He's an actor. I've slept. Pep. He should give me be my pep. Pep.
No one interrupt.
Yeah.
I'm not nept. I can rhyme with depth. Keep it going. It's bound to be kept up. My name is Emotep. I love that depth. Maybe you're fed up.
Maybe you've already turned it off.
I've pressed spacebar on my computer because I'm not depth. I'm finished. That's the end of. I'm an award-winning poet. Yeah, so is that all? Are we done?
I think
we're talking about
Depp?
I think we've exhausted
it. Any last comments on Depp?
I feel great. I feel like we did good. Like, I'd like to get even more in-depth with just Peter's stories of going to movies.
Okay.
Maybe the next podcast is just Peter goes to movies and why it grills him about it.
That was so boring. I could feel myself dying inside.
No, that was beautiful. Okay. That's going to be riveting.
Though I do like, I remember in one episode, June interviewed you
that
as your
bad.
Therapist. And it was boring, and you interviewed Peter, and it was boring. just anytime anyone's asking questions that's not me, it's pretty much boring. But yeah, let's do a full episode. I would actually also like to do another Western. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, is there any more material for further in depth?
That's all I got. I think we're good, yeah.
We're good.
Okay, thank you for listening out there.
Appreciate it.
Episode 5 in depth. What is this called?
It's called in depth.
It's called in depth.
Bye, everybody say bye.
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 Thanks for tuning in, fuckers.